Well, good morning, everyone. Glad y'all are here today and those listening online. Good to see y'all as well. Got the crew here. Link and Emma. Awesome. What's up, guys? Olivia, Christopher, Birdie. Okay. Everyone is here. And Cannon. I see him back there, too. Okay. So I don't remember if all y'all were here last week. Do you remember what we talked about last week? It was pretty exciting. I think, Lincoln, you were there, right? Do you remember Jacob wrestling someone? Who do you wrestle? Jacob wrestled God. Yeah, actually, look at that. Yes, he wrestled God in the form of man, which was Jesus Christ. What a unique thing, because that's considered what they call a Christophany, right? Jesus appearing in the Old Testament, because he comes in the flesh. So Jacob wrestling God, which was Jesus Christ. So how cool is that? It's like, whoa, mind blown. So good. Yes, that's who was wrestled. Now, what new name did God give Jacob after this wrestling match? Do you guys remember? Because he changed his name, right? No? Okay, his name was changed to Israel. Okay, and that meant he strives for God. So, brought Jacob down to submission, humbled him, broke him down to trust in the Lord and his promises. So he changed his name to Israel, meaning he strives for God. Well, good. Glad y'all are here today. So good to see y'all. So real quick, I'm going to read the questions and then I'll go into scripture, right? First question I want you to think about as I read this is, who did Jacob see coming near? Okay, this is about the two brothers reuniting. So just think of that question. Who did Jacob see coming near to him? Was Esau happy to see Jacob? And did Esau accept the presents Jacob sent to him? Because remember, before this moment happened where God was wrestling Jacob, Esau was coming after him, right? He was mad and angry. Why? Do you remember? Yeah. And what he did was he tricked his brother to take his birthright. Okay. Tricked Isaac too in that. So he was a trickster, came out running away. So now we're going to go back into that a little bit. Okay. So if anyone's listening, if they want to go to Genesis 33, I'm going to go through verses 1 through 11 on this. Genesis 33, 1 through 11. And I'll read the scripture to y'all now. Then Jacob lifted up his eyes and saw, and behold, Esau was coming and 400 men with him. Okay. So Jacob was running away as Esau was coming after him, mad. And he had 400 of his best men going after Jacob. Like, that would kind of scare me. You have your brother coming after you with 400 men, right? Would that be kind of scary? Yeah, that'd be daunting. A little bit, maybe? Yeah, I'd run. That's what he did. He ran, right? So it says there, 400 men with him. So he divided the children among Leah and Rachel, which is Jacob's wives, and the two servant women. And he put the servant women and their children first, and Leah and her children after them, and Rachel and Joseph after them. So he's getting his family out. But he himself passed on ahead of them and bowed down to the ground 7 times until he came near his brother. Now he's about to meet his brother. So think about it. Jacob is nervous because his brother's coming after him to, well, pretty much kill him, right? He's mad. So here comes Jacob, seeing his brother, how he's going to react. Well, then Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. Huh. Wow. And he lifted up his eyes and saw the women and children and said, who are these with you? And he said, the children whom God has graciously given your servant. Then the servant women came near with their children and they bowed down. Leah likewise came near with her children and they bowed down after Joseph came near with Rachel and they bowed down and said, what do you mean by all these camps which I have met? And he said, to find favor in the sight of the Lord. But Esau said, I have plenty, my brother. Let what you have be your own. And Jacob said, no, please, if now I have found favor in your sight, then take my present from my hand, for I see your face as one sees the face of God. And you have received me favorably. Please take my blessing, which has been brought to you because God has dealt graciously with me and because I have everything. Thus he urged him and he took it. So long, a couple of scripture there. But let me go back to the questions we talked about, right? So who did Jacob see coming near? Esau, that's good. Yes, Esau. So his brother Esau with an army of how many people? 400 men. And Jacob had sent presents to Esau previous to that to try to make peace with him. But he did not know if Esau was coming peacefully. So at this point, he sent him gifts, but he wasn't sure if Esau accepted him or not. So he was nervous. His brother's coming in with 400 people to kill him. So was Esau happy to see Jacob? Yes. Wow. Yeah. Because remember, verse 4, it said, then Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. opposite thought of Jacob, what he thought, right? He cried as he ran at Jacob and hugged him. Whatever Esau's reason was, at first in pursuing Jacob, God worked in his heart and gave him a love for his brother. So it wasn't just, it was a God working in his heart for Esau, right? For his brother. Now, did Esau accept the presents Jacob sent to him? You think so? Yeah? Yeah, okay. But yes, you're correct. Yes, this was a common way, and this comes back to a little bit of history. So this was a common way of making peace in ancient times. If the one who was hurt and angry accepted the presents, it was a sign their anger was turned away. I mean, have you ever had someone that was angry before and you send them a gift saying, hey, I'm sorry, I apologize, here's a gift of peace? Never had that? I do that sometimes with Brooke when she's mad at me and I say, here's a gift of food as peace to you. And sometimes she'll accept it and sometimes she won't, but we hope. So I bring her a gift. She may not. Like Jacob, he didn't know if he would accept it. Luckily, Brooke found grace with me and accepted it. Usually it's sushi. It was a common practice that they would give gifts to have for forgiveness. So it was a sign their anger was turned away. So as I come together with all this, the main idea is the reunion of these two brothers, right? Because they're brothers. Reveal Jacob's faith and God's faithfulness. How cool is that? So you have God's faithfulness still being done through both the brothers. However wicked they were in their thoughts, God's promises still come through. So God had wrestled with Jacob, right? We came back to that scene, very vivid scene. Ray described to us how wrestling was. It was beautiful. And God had wrestled with Jacob to the ground at Peniel, giving him a new name, right? Which is, do you remember the new name? Israel, yes, Israel, good, yeah. So gave him a new name and a new limp, right? Because what'd he do? He got him on the hip and had him limping. He put him into submission. And that's what God does with us. He puts us into submission pretty quick for not obeying him. But Jacob had been humbled before God, and now he was prepared to humble himself before Esau, right? There's a scene. In the past, Jacob had hidden behind his family in fear of his brother. But now when Esau approached with his army, Jacob stepped out in the front limping. So here it is, the scene. Esau coming in with 400 men. He had no idea what his brother thought. He's coming out by himself limping, okay? That's quite the scene. Jacob stepped out with one foot limping and Jacob against an entire army of men. But Jacob was trusting in the promises of his God. So now here's Jacob trusting in God. As we talked about previously before, he would do things on his own, right? He tricked his brothers. He ran away. He did his own thoughts. He relied on himself. God had to mold him back down and break him to get him to really trust in God. So he did. He trusted his promises of God. Though he had once dishonorably stolen his brother's firstborn position, Jacob now bowed his face to the ground before Esau. Wow, what a change, right? Had to be a heart change. Who could do that? Who could do a heart change? Who can cleanse the heart? Emma, you'll know. It's God. Yeah, Jesus, God. Yep. Yes, exactly. So now he showed true humility. And though he had once robbed his brother of the blessing, Jacob gave a blessing to Esau. He wanted to set things right, and Jacob would continue to struggle with his sin, which is why Moses still often called him Jacob rather than Israel, because he struggled with that sin still. But he was clearly a changed man. And God's grace turned Jacob, the selfish trickster, on one spectrum, to Israel, the God-fearing man who loves God. How cool is that? Only something God can do in that miracle. But not only that, we continue on, but there's more. But God kept his word through to this humble man. So Esau could have taken advantage of his limping brother. At that moment, if you saw, you know, his brother limping, he probably said, you know what? Let's go after him. Let's get the 400 men. You just kill him right there. He could have done it. But instead, God moved his heart to show compassion. And Esau hugged Jacob and they both cried. It's quite the sight. You ever had that moment where two of your brothers, sisters, you just go together and just start crying together after rejoicing? Maybe not. Maybe you're a little young. I've only done it once. I gave it a shot. So Esau and Jacob, and they both cried. They're like, we don't cry over here. So these brothers were reunited. Now remember the time frame. This time frame, I'm going to tell you, these brothers were reunited after 20 years of this. So you had 20 years of this strife, right? This unknowing strife between each other. You know, he wanted to kill his brother. He was doing his own thing. And it was of anger and unforgiveness. And so God protected Jacob from Esau's sword, because it was through Jacob's family that God promised salvation would continue to unfold, which is the lineage of Christ. So Jacob was that lineage for that he would come from his children, the nations, and so on. Jacob or Israel would become a great nation and a great land, resulting in great blessing. So a lot to read to y'all. I got 3 more questions. So why did Jacob need to wrestle with God before meeting Esau? Okay. You remember why? These theologians are good. Yes, he needed what? To be humbled. Yes, humbled. And only then he would depend on God and his promises. So, because right at that moment, Jacob couldn't go into forgiveness with his brother because God had to kind of submission him, right? He had to wrestle him down to make him submit to God. That's what a lot of us, we need sometimes, because we try to follow our own ways. We think our ways are right and we can do it. And God will break us in that because he loves us and his children. He will discipline those he loves, right? So Jacob needed to face Esau not in fear, but in faith. That's all it is. Heart cleansing and faith in Christ. He needed to become before Esau not in trickery, but in honesty. So that's where that 180 change comes from, the heart of stone to a heart of flesh. How does this story reveal Jacob's faith in God? Okay. So everything that's happened, how did this story reveal that Jacob's faith in God? Any idea? Olivia, you got some? Esau. So good. What are you guys? Anything? All right, no problem. So the true faith always shows itself in our actions. And James 2:17 speaks of that. So Jacob's actions showed that he was trusting in the Lord, right? Come from the heart. What comes from the heart is our behavior. Our behaviors are an image of reflect of our heart. So here you can see his actions show that he was trusting in the Lord. Rather than running or hiding behind his family, Jacob stepped out to meet his brother. So there's this, stepping out in faith, right? He trusted in God because he was scared. I mean, his brother was trying to kill him, right? He didn't know if his brother accepted the gifts, yet he still stood out. Why? Because he had faith in God. Rather than rising up in pride, which he's done before, Jacob bowed down in humility, a lesson we all need to take in, okay? Rather than stealing the blessing, Jacob gave his brother a blessing. So everything opposite that Jacob had done before because of his heart being cleansed by God, now he's done to trust in the Lord. Last question. So how does the story reveal God's faithfulness to his people? Anything? Anything you're asked? Yeah, I gotcha. So God kept what? Maybe. Promises? Yeah? Yeah, you got it. Yes. God kept his promise by protecting Jacob. Why? Because Jacob was part of the lineage of that family to Christ. So he's going to protect his promises and that through the great nation God was going to create through him. So if Esau were to kill Jacob, well, that means God's promises would fail, and God doesn't fail. His promises, they are always true, and he always keeps them, okay? So though Esau was of the serpent's seed, okay, God kept him from sinning and harming Jacob. So he sees both sides, so that Jacob could return to Canaan and become a great people, all right? So like I said, the main message today, reunion of these two brothers revealed in Jacob's faith and God's faithfulness, all right? Yes, and Esau too. So let's go ahead and we'll just go into prayer and we'll start with the worship. But Father, we're gracious and we're grateful and thank you for this time to hear your word and study. We thank you for the examples we see in scripture that though Jacob had to be humbled and broken down to show true humility towards you, to trust in you as we need to as well, Lord. Let's take those examples of scripture and tie those to, and let those prick our hearts too, Lord, that we may follow you with joy and gladness and trust in you and just take joy in your loving kindness, Father. And thank you for this day and this time. And it's in your name we pray, amen.